We mentioned yesterday that one can fulfill a bracha either by reciting the bracha oneself or by hearing the bracha from somebody else. That's based on the principle of Shomea Ka'oneh. Generally speaking, when it comes to a mitzvah, shebedibur, mitzvahs that involve speaking, so one can perform the mitzvah either oneself or by hearing it. For example, we rely on this for Kiddush, for Avdalah, Kriyas HaMegillah, etc. Nevertheless, the Gemara tells us that when we perform a mitzvah based on Shomea Ka'oneh, so the halacha is that the person who is being motzi me, the person who is reciting the bracha on my behalf, has to be obligated in that bracha, has to be obligated in that mitzvah. So the person who is reading the Megillah for me, or the person who is saying Kiddush for me, themselves are not obligated in the mitzvah. One would not fulfill one's obligation. What is the halacha if Reuven wants to be motzi Shimon in a particular bracha, and Reuven is technically obligated, Reuven is theoretically obligated, but Reuven has already fulfilled his obligation? Is that considered to be what we call a mechuyav bedavar or not? Can Reuven still enable Shimon to fulfill his mitzvah? Or do we say that since Reuven right now is not fulfilling the mitzvah, even though in theory at one time he was obligated, that is not sufficient? So here the Gemara in the end of the third parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah draws a distinction between different types of brachos. There is a difference between brachos ha-mitzvahs in contrast to brachos ha-nehenin. When it comes to brachos relating to mitzvahs or to other mitzvahs, or kiddush, or dull things of that nature, so then the halacha says that even though right now I am not being yotze by obligation, I was already yotze, we have a principle called af al pi sheyotze motzi. Even though I already fulfilled my obligation, I can still enable you to perform your obligation. This is based on the principle of arvus. Rashi explains that kol Yisrael are ravim zelazel, all the Jewish people are responsible for one another. It's not just a cute song, but it's actually a halachic principle that as long as there's another Jew out there who hasn't heard the Megillah, or another Jew hasn't performed his bracha of brichas at mitzvahs, so it's considered to be as if I have not yet fulfilled my obligation in its entirety, and therefore I'm still labeled as a mechuyav bedavar. I could still help you fulfill your obligation, even though right now I'm not being yotze, but in theory, I was at one point at least obligated. However, when it comes to brichas hananin, this is different. If I want to be motzi you in a bracha of a motzi lechem and aretz, a bar pri hagofen, so that can only take place if I myself are being yotze right now. And the reason is obvious. Rashi explains that there's no arvus on your eating a piece of bread. There's no arvus on your drinking a cup of wine. I have to make sure that everybody has the Megillah and he has Kiddush, etc. I don't have to make sure that everybody eats an apple. And therefore, if I am being yotze the bracha right now, I'm being yotze, I'm motzi now, then I can be motzi you. If I'm being yotze, bar pri hagofen, now I can be motzi you. But if I'm not being yotze because I'm not eating right now, so then I would not be able to be motzi you in terms of brichas hanen. So again, the basic principle in terms of whenever I'm being motzi somebody else, I have to be what's called the mechuyav of bedavar, obligated in that obligation. There is a principle of yotze motzi that I technically was yotze already. I'm still called the mechuyav of bedavar. But that second principle only applies to brichas hamitzvahs, does not apply to brichas hanen. Have a good day.